To mean this piece of furniture that you and I are sitting on, to me, to be a sofa, it has to be overstuffed. Both the back and the arms and the cushions all have to be stuffed. Now, if you say love seat, now people in furniture stores say love seat to mean one with two cushions. For instance, that piece that you're sitting on has two cushions, and it was called a love seat to me by the salesman when I bought it. But that, three people easily could sit on it, even though they're just two cushions, and it's completely overstuffed. So I would call it a sofa. In point of fact, it's a sofa bed, because it makes into a bed. But to me, to be a love seat, it has to have a lot of wood on it. There are two love seats in this house. The seat can be padded, and there can be some padding on the back, but the arms have to be wood. And I'm sure that that's the reason that it means that to me is that the two in this house have a lot of wood, and they were always called the love seats. One of my love seats is big enough for three people, but its name is the love seat. Those are my native terms for this piece of furniture.
Any elusive terms you can think of?
Well, the only thing that I've actually heard people say, I think, is couch. I don't think I've ever really heard anyone use other words for it.
Do you want to give me your theory of the one that's giving you problems?
Well, I'm trying to find a spelling for the word davenet, which is possibly derived from Davenport, but I haven't been able to find any evidence about it at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that piece of furniture you would call a
chair, rocking chair specifically.
Mm-hmm. Any other different kinds of chairs that you have names for?
I don't really know a lot about furniture. I suppose, well, if you said armchair, it technically would mean any chair with arms, but to me an armchair would be an overstuffed chair, a big chair.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about a chair like one of those in there that doesn't rock? Any particular thing?
If there were a lot of wood connected with it, I'd probably say a straight chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about the ones, I don't know if you have any here, but can be adjusted to, you can lean back at
them. Mm-hmm. What do you call those things? We used to have one, but it got dilapidated and I gave it away. What do you call those things? Do you say reclining chair?
Yeah.
I don't know. I used to know what that was.
Recliners, something like that.
Okay.
Well, what about some things that you would typically find in the room that you sleep in, you call that?
That's the bedroom. Well, the things that you would store clothes in, there's the chest of drawers. I think when I was a child, all I ever heard was chest of drawers, and I wouldn't have known that it was chest of drawers, but I don't know whether I would have thought it was Chester or not, but the chest of drawers. That does not have a mirror, by the way. I think, but I'm not positive, that that's the same thing as a bureau. Now, one that is not as high as a chest of drawers, but is longer, the modern term for it is dresser. The term that I'm familiar with, and the ones, well, two in my house, I would call vanity. And to me, the difference between a dresser and a vanity is that a vanity has a space in the center where there are no drawers and there's room for you to sit down. It doesn't necessarily have to have a bench that matches it. It just has to have a place where the bench could go if there were a bench. One of my vanities has a bench and the other one doesn't.
What about the term chiffonier?
I'm not familiar with it.
And the place that you would hang your clothes in a modern home, that would be?
Closet.
Those are built in.
Mm-hmm.
About
a movable one, a piece of furniture. The only term I know for that is a wardrobe.